Oh, it's you. I was beginning to think you weren't gonna come back. But I guess you couldn't stay away too long, huh? Come on in. Oh, you look terrible. Oof. So uncomfortable and frustrated, huh? What's the matter? Not sleeping well? Oh, well, I do hope your grades aren't slipping. So, what shall we do today? What? No, you don't need to get the cuffs. Not today. Though I must say, I love your eagerness. Still so obedient. No, baby. Today, I'm going to try a little experiment. I'm going to unlock your cage, and I'm not going to put you in handcuffs. That's right. You get full liberty today. Here. Oh, what's the matter? Don't believe me? I will stand still. When have I ever gone back on my word? Huh. There, you see? Cage is off. Oh, your cock looks like it needs it too. Oh, so red and swollen. Well, the door's unlocked. You can leave anytime you want. I'm not kidding. Cage is off. You can walk right out if you like. You're just gonna stand there? Not even say anything? All right then. Playing the strong silent type today, aren't we? Oh, I like that. All right then. Well, since you're sticking around, I'd like to tell you a story. Well, you were gone so long, sweetie, and I started to worry you weren't gonna come back. And I was beginning to think I might have to cut it off. You remember the device, of course. Yeah, I know you do. But I didn't really want to do that for obvious reasons, and it just so happens that I have this friend, Sophie. And Sophie is probably my best friend. And sometimes we fuck. And she. Oh, don't look so surprised. You thought you were the only person I was fucking? Oh, sweetie. Anyway, she came over the other night and I told her all about you. I told her how I first saw you. And how I saw you again and again and again. And she knew exactly who I was talking about. That cute nerd who's always at the library, always poring over a book, never bothering to look up at the world around him. Huh. Oh. So I told her how I caught you and cuffed you to my bed. And how I got you so hard, even though you were absolutely fucking terrified. And I told her how much he loved getting pounded in the ass and eating your own cum, and what an obedient little slave you are, and how you had no idea that any of this was inside of you until I took your virginity. Oh, you don't mind if I masturbate, do you, sweetie? Oh, you're just gonna stare at me? Can't give a girl a little privacy, huh? Oh, I'm kidding, but I guess you can add voyeurism to your repertoire now, huh? It's okay. I like you looking at me while I do this. Oh, I think you'd like Sophie, sweetie. Oh, she's so fucking hot. Oh, fuck. In fact, she looks a little like me. Only she's blonde. And we share a lot of the same proclivities. Oh, she appreciates an obedient little slave. Almost as much as I do. And she said, after I had told her all the wonderfully dirty things I've made you do, that she wanted to fuck you too. She said that maybe even we could share you. And something about that just set me off. And I told her, oh, fuck you. I told her, no, that cock belongs, to me. That cock is mine. All right, sweetie. So quiet. What's the matter? Why are you looking at me like that? Oh, I figured after that you'd want to say something. Oh! Fuck. What? Did you just hit me? What are you? Oh, fuck me! Oh, fuck! Pinning me down on the bed? What? Shit! What are you gonna do? Fuck me! Oh my god, you're hard already. Oh. Are you seriously gonna? Ow! Oh! Oh! Oh my god! before. Oh my god, oh, I like it. Oh yes, fuck. Oh, oh, oh yeah. Oh, pull my hair, yeah, fuck yeah. Oh, choke me. Oh, ah. Not have to stop, sweetie. Oh god, where, what are you doing? What are you doing? Oh, what are you looking for? Oh. Oh. Those, huh? Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, me, jeez. Oh, god. Take my bra, Jesus. Oh, 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 first one and then the other. Yeah, I know. Yeah, throwing my own words back at me. Huh? Oh, fuck, these hurt. Oh, ah. Are you gonna pinch them like I did to you? Yeah, think you can? Think you can? Oh! Oh! Oh, God, those hurt. Mmm! Oh, I think I could get used to it, though. Oh, fuck. Oh, you know, I haven't had your cock inside me in a really long time. I think you underestimated how much I miss it. It's worth a little suffering, don't you think? Oh! Oh! Mmm! 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 See? It's fun to be dominant. Oh, I guess you're gonna fuck me from behind again, huh? Yeah? Stick your cock in my pussy. Yeah. Stick it in. Stick it in. I want it. I want it so fucking bad. Sweetie, you know that's not my pussy. Oh. Again, a medical student really should... Ow! shit I did to you. You finally get a chance to turn the tables. And the second I fold, you fucking apologize. Oh my god, you are even more adorable than I thought. I guess it just isn't for you, sweetie. Being a little dominant. Oh, I did like it though. Oh, so forceful. Oh, you never fail to surprise me. Oh, well, whew. You know, now is probably a good time to tell you. I've got a little secret. You see, I kind of lied to you about your cage. Yeah. It doesn't really castrate you. It doesn't even have a GPS unit in it. See? Oh, I'm pressing the button and nothing's happening. See? Yeah? This wasn't gonna castrate you. My god, it's practically a bottle opener. So you see, not only did I fuck your body, I also fucked with your brain. I just wanted to keep you from ratting me out, especially since your first time must have been so traumatizing. Lucky for me, you small town boys are so gullible. You'll believe anything a hot girl from the city will tell you, I guess. Oh, God. Oh, fuck that. My ass really does hurt. Jesus, fuck. Ah. Oh. Ah. Oh, I guess I'm just not the ass play connoisseur that you are. Ah, well. Well, I'm confessing. I got something else I'd like to tell you. I want you. Like, I really want you. Don't look at me like that. It means I've developed feelings for you over our time together. Don't tell me that's fucked up. Is there anything about this that isn't fucked up? I'm sure you can tell I've had lots of experience. But I've never had a slave like you before. Usually, I throw my slaves out onto the street when I'm finished with them. But you never cease to fascinate me. Huh. And I don't think you ever will. Huh. So, I want you to be more than my slave. I want you to be my boyfriend. Oh. Why do you look so disappointed? What, are you afraid things are going to be different from now on? Oh, well, don't worry, sweetie. I'll still use you and abuse you like I've always done. It's just now, we'll pretend to be a normal, healthy couple in public. But our dirty master-slave relationship will be our little secret. Oh, that put a smile on your face. Come here. We've never done it like this before. Get on top of me. Ah. I know you're still hard. You think I can't tell? Oh, think I don't know your cock can take it? Oh, I'm still so wet. Oh, just like that. Slide in. Oh, yeah. Oh, you feel amazing. Oh, yeah. Oh, you like that. Oh, I love you on top of me. Oh, yeah. Looking in your eyes. Go a little faster. You're so perfect. You're gonna come? You're gonna come? Oh, me too. I think we're gonna come together. What? Did you just say I love you, mistress? Oh my god. You have no idea how badly I wanted to hear you say that. I love you too, slave. Now, you should be getting back to school. I'm sure you have tests to study for, and you're going to need to concentrate. Next time you come back, I'll take you out to dinner. A real live date. Oh, don't look so surprised. Do you think I don't want to take you on a date? You're more than just a human dildo to me, sweetie. I think we can sit at a table and share food together like human beings. Especially since nobody else will know the filthy things we've done to each other. Now. Kiss me. Oops. Did I just lock you back up?
Yeah. Oh, I know I said the cage was unnecessary, and that's technically true, but that doesn't mean I can't keep tormenting you. Just for the fun of it. You see, even though you're gonna be my boyfriend, you're still my slave. First and foremost. Forever. And we're both going to love it.